goes like this. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Giving all honor to God on this beautiful morning. We just want to do what the songwriter says. Give God all the praises in every circumstances, in every situation, no matter where you're at. Just give God his praises, because as we always say and we always know, deep down rooted in our heart, he is our everything, and he is worthy of all praises at all times. Just look, this morning we woke up. That's the praise break right there. We've been made endure, but guess what? What did we do? We woke up this morning. Even though things around you may not be in a great place right now, you woke up. That's a blessing in itself. So we have to give God all his praises. Praise him over there in the international waters. We're sending praises over there to you, South Africa. We're sending praises to you, Fiji. We're sending praises to you, France. We're sending praises to the United Kingdom. We're sending praises to New York. We're sending praises to Florida, North Carolina, wherever you're at. We're sending praises this morning because we got up this morning, and that's the greatest hallelujah, amen, that we can say this morning. Hallelujah. Stop what you're doing right now and just throw your hands in the air and praise God, because you have so much, so much. Even when you look around you and you feel like you don't, you have so much to be thankful and to praise God. So don't you walk around today. We're decreeing and declaring today that nothing will get in your way to stop you from giving praises to God, Almighty God, God I Am, God, your Jehovah Jireh, God El Shaddai, God, just God all by himself. So make sure that today that you keep your mind focused and keep your mind focused on God, because he is in control of all circumstances, all situations, no matter how things look, God is in control. So again, we say good morning, and we thank you again for stopping what you're doing and making God a first priority in your life by breaking the bread of life with us and drinking the living water, coming to the table first thing in the morning. So we just thank you for that. Minister Tapita, if you're on the line, go ahead and bring us in with prayer.
Good morning, everyone. And I would like to thank you guys again. And thank everyone for tuning in. And this morning, oh God, we thank you, oh God, today, oh again. Oh God, again, today, oh again, God. Thank you, God. Whew. Yes, Lord. I know that I do not want the love, Lord God. Your love yet, Lord, you have showered me love with unconditional love, God, grace towards me, God. Through Christ, God, oh Lord, thank you, Jesus, for which I praise and I thank you, oh God. For God, oh God, thank you, Jesus. Your desire for all your children is to love others as Christ loved us, oh God. By my love is poor, God, and weak, and God, and love for you, oh Lord, I removed all that as you would desire for me to be filled, oh God. I pray, oh God, I feel what I pray, God. I feel, God, oh God, Jesus. I feel, fill me up, oh God, with your prayers, oh God. With the love of Christ, oh God, that I may love others in the same way that Christ may love me. So that as you, oh God, love me and you pour your love into my soul, oh God, that I may be a conduit of the Christ, oh Lord, that love streams throughout to me to others, oh God, whom I love, oh God, to whom I come in contact with, oh God. Help me to demonstrate your love, not only for those that are lovable, God, but those who rest out, God, on me. Through the pain or the anger, the disappointment of the ones that are lost, oh God, help them, oh God. May the love of Jesus Christ manifest in me, and may the love of Jesus Christ be distributed through my grace, oh God, through my faith, oh God, and all through I come to contact to. And all that I come in contact with, oh God. I pray that the body of Christ become united as one, and bound and united in the spirit, oh God, and more in love, not in compromise and truth, and showing a genuine concern in one another. I pray that individually and collectively, that we may love God lies in Christ Jesus Christ, and seek to encourage one another, edify one another, seeking to be one the same mind and have the same body, God, in love for one another. Oh God, I pray that we may be united in one spirit in purpose, that we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, oh God, but rather with humility, oh God, for the regard and the regard of each other's life, oh God. Oh, Jesus. More important for the regard of our own, oh God. This is what I ask of you, oh God. In your name, oh Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Chiquita was praying for unite, for everyone to be united. That's what I got out of the prayer. And love, we do know that God is love, and that's a very important prayer to know. But you have to know yourself that God is love. You have to know yourself that the love of God, and she asked for it to be demonstrated. And we do need to demonstrate the love of God. Our actions should always be show what God has done for us or who God is in us. So I want to just tell you thank you this morning, Minister Chiquita, for that prayer. I would like to go today, the Holy Spirit, to go into a familiar scripture this morning at 5 when I was awakened by the Spirit, and my husband turned on the TV. It was nothing but mass confusion on the phone based on our current events. But what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, said to me during that time, because I have some family members that's really affected about what's going on with the election, and a lot of people do because they're in a place of uncertainty right now. They're in a place where fear has taken in, and they're in a place where they're just overwhelmed. And I just woke up, and the Spirit just had me to start praying in an area of intercession, because I went to an old scripture that a lot of people share with people, but they really don't do it, and that's Philippians 4:6-7. And it says in 7, Philippians 6, it says, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. And 7 says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guide your hearts and minds as you live in Christ. And that scripture came back to me. And as I say, I'm not a person that that's even really versed or educated on the political realm, because one thing I've learned at an early age, no matter what my circumstances, no matter what I have went through in life that may have caused me trauma, trials, or tribulations, at the end of the day, what I was taught was that God was in control. And what I was taught, one thing that I have learned is it's not to take my complaints to God, but to take what I have on my heart or what's in my mind to God. I turn my complaints into prayer. That's one way that I'm able to communicate with God and know that he's listening to me, and I'm waiting back for some type of answer, whether it can come from any type of way. And this is where we as saints need to be today during this time of what is going on in the United States right now. And what we also need to know, what happens in the United States, it also affects other countries as well. So instead of us being in a place right now where we're in a state of confusion, because one thing we do know, that God is not the author of confusion. He is not the author of confusion. God is a peacemaker. Whether people want to look at it that way or not. Yes, we all know, because we say it over and over, that we're going to go through some things in life. But the question is, how do you go through those things? And Philippians 4:6-7 gives you the instructions on what you need to do in a time of turbulence, in a time of fear, in a time of confusion, you are to take your petitions to God. You are to sit and commune with him and just open your heart up. Just give him everything. Turn your cries into laughter with God. Turn your tears over to him. Just put everything at his foot, because we know that God is bigger than anything. And what's going on right now is bigger than you and I. But see, we can be a helpmate in the situation. We can collectively, that one, that united force can come together. You still can pray about your situation. And then the beauty of it is you're praying and you're talking to God. And you can also, because 7 says that you can get a peace that nobody else that understands. And how do you get that peace? Because you are in Christ. And the scriptures tell us, it's many scriptures throughout the Bible that lets us know that God is our shelter place. Even though we are going through the valley and shadow of death, he gives us a resting place while he's working things out. We do not give God enough credit. And in one way we can give him credit, one way we can show him that we mean what we mean. People sit and say, oh, I pray about that all the time. I do this all the time. But soon as something does not go the way that they want it to go, they abandon the ship. They abandon that boat that we talked about, you know, last week. They abandon that boat because they come into a place of fear. That instead of their faith being stretched out, instead of them holding on, instead of them knowing that they've already put that anchor in place, they abandon it and have to go back around the same thing over and over. And it makes their situation worse. It makes your situation worse, because everything that you have already emptied out of you, you've allowed to come back in and take over you all over again. Well, the only thing that I want to say this morning, if Apostle is on, I want to turn it over to him. It's this. Understand that God spoke words to create this world. God created us. He created us to have great things. It doesn't matter how and what things look around you. It doesn't matter right now in the White House. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you trust and you believe in God. If you went out and you did what you were supposed to do, if you went out and voted to make a change, if your actions are showing God that I want to make a change, I want to do this, I want to be obedient. Let's go in the spiritual realm. I want to be obedient to your will and your way. I want your blessings. I want a better life. I want this. One way you do that is praying. It's praying. We do not pray enough. And not only do we not pray enough, we have to praise God in our circumstances. If you sit and just are able to see just the world in itself, the beauty, looking through God's eyes, then you know that he's here. You know that he's with you. You know that he is in control, no matter how things look. We still have to pray. We have to put our prayers in action. The White House needs intercession. The entire world, the entire government needs someone to intercede for them. This is the time when the uncertainty is here, where we should together, collectively, be praying, not only praying and fasting. In the Old Testament, when situations came up, read the Bible, they tore their clothes. They went into a place where they was like, okay, I'm humbling myself. I'm down to nothing, but I'm coming up with God. I'm coming up out of this situation knowing that God is in control, knowing that God has the answer, knowing that God is going to give me instructions. The song that came on this morning gave you instructions on what you need to be doing right now. Praising, turning it over to you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you all this morning. We just give God the praise, and we're just going to thank him. You know, it's something that where things are at, you know, not only in the world and also in people's lives. It's something. One thing that you really have to understand, saints of God, you really have to understand, once you finish praying, what you're going to do next. The power of choice lies in each and every one of you, each and every one of us. And I tell people this all the time that, you know, the power of choice lies in you. If you don't do something or you don't begin to operate into certain things, but yet you want to call on God, but God is not answering you, it's just because you have not did what you need to do. And that's what you have to understand. Everybody has to do their part. The power of choice lies in you in your life. It lies in you in the decision making. It lies in you in the government making. It lies in you. Many people saying, well, God has the power of electing whoever for president or whoever. You know, at the end of the day, you mean to tell me if that means nobody needs to vote and let God, God already got whatever decision made up in his mind. So God is controlling people. He's controlling people's decisions. He's controlling people's movement. So you basically tell me, and this is the thing that people, when they begin to speak and when you begin to speak over your life, you're not thinking about. Amen. We are just going to say, well, God, you know, whatever the will of the Lord will be, it will be done. It's a lot of things could be out of his will. It's a lot of things that you do is out of the will of the Lord. It's a lot of things that the decisions that a lot of people make, it could be out of the will of the Lord. Don't think because something happened in certain people's lives or it happened in the world that everything is in the will of the Lord. No, certain things is out of the will of the Lord. This is where we have to get into the paper Bible and not into people's interpretation, because the paper Bible also tell you that it was a lot of stories or a lot of people, a lot of tribes, a lot of things that happens out of the will of the Lord, and God has to deal with it. Amen. Not everything was ordained by God. Certain things was ordained by human decision and by people decision. It's the same thing with your life. Your life, a lot of things, certain things that is done in your life, majority of that things is because of the decisions that you brought on yourself. It's because of the decisions that you made. God ain't coming in and try to control your life. He's not coming in and just say, well, you need to sit down. I'm going to do this or do that. And we got to understand that. We can't get too wholly deep into this thing and exclude each other and exclude your decision. One thing that I truly know, one thing that I know, when I walk for truth, when I be a part of truth, when I move into truth, whatever happens after that, whatever happened after that, God will make a way out of no way. I want to let y'all know that. God will make a way out of no way. But I had to, or you have to, do something. You have to make right decisions. You have to make a decision according to the gospel, according to different things. You have to do all you could do, and that way God could take control. So many people don't even do anything, but yet they want God to take control. God is not a person that is going to cause you to be a person that, you know, he rescue like that. He give you ability. This is the thing that we have to understand. The Bible declares that God gave us some ability to do certain things. If God wanted to do everything in our life, that means he need to take his ability back. He need to take his he need to take the voice that we have in our mouth. We need to take that back. We need to all this declare and decree, I believe, I this faith, you know, I'm going to hold on. All that stuff need to get taken back into heaven. Because why? It's all about what God believes. If God believes I'm going to be healed, I'm going to be healed. If God believes I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. You don't have no say-so. You don't have no power. And this is the thing that people have to understand in their life. Yeah, I can pray. Okay, yeah, you can pray, but prayer is not going to get you up to go and make an educator or physically go and make the decisions or make certain moves in your life or go and do certain things. Amen? Prayer can help you to get a clarity or a clear mind or an open mind for you can make a right calculated decision or educated decision, but at the end of the day, it's not going to physically control your body or control certain things. Certain things here on earth, we could pray about it, but certain things here on earth, you could do yourself. The Bible declares, faith without works is dead. You can pray for all the houses you want, but if you don't get up and put any works in it, what you are praying for is to no avail. You got to understand, saints of God, you have to put the works in. You have to put the works in. You have to stand. It's just like the world we're living in today. Some believe in the Lord, some don't believe in the Lord. Some do, some don't. Some people put the works in as they walk by faith and not by sight, or put the works in as they believe in the Lord. Some people just talk about it. Amen. What is the works that you putting in into the things of God? You have to understand, saints of God, not everything is the will of God. Because it's the decision or things happen in your life, or because it are happening in the world, that doesn't mean that that was the will of God. You got to understand that. God warned us about certain things that is going to come to pass, but that doesn't mean that that is his will, you know, or that's what he wants. That is the desire. We should have learned that story from Sodom and Gomorrah. God had a desire. He was looking for one person. He was looking for one individual, amen, to look find somebody, amen. You know, but they couldn't find nobody. His will wasn't to destroy them. His will was to what? Save them. But because of decisions that was made, not on the Holy Ghost, not on God, not on the devil, but the decisions that the people was making, the actions of the people was making, God had to deal with who? Had to deal with them. We should learn the story in the book of Noah. It wasn't God's will to kill everything or to drown everything. He was trying to save them. But they mocked at Noah. They laughed at him. They took them for a joke. They took them for the granny. So guess what Noah and them had to do? They had to turn the deaf ear to all their foolishness. They had to choose to make the right decision, choose to follow the instructions of God, choose to be obedient to God. And because of their choice, they didn't stop the flood. No, the flood still came. They didn't stop the destruction. The destruction still came. But guess what? God had them in a secret place. Y'all hear me this morning? Had them in a secret place. Had them covered. That's what I'm telling you all today. You all this morning, make great decision, make calculate decision, make education decision. That doesn't mean you get up in the morning, you can stop everything that happened. No, God will put you in a secret place. While the world going left and everything is going left because of their decision, God got you over here in a place of prosperity. He's making a way out of no way for you. He's keeping you covered. Why? Because of your educated decision, because of your counting up the cost, because of you making a decision to obey God, to stay in the will of God, to stay in the face of God, amen? So you get all that speaking in tongues, amen, and all that kind of stuff. The next move is a physical move, and it deals with who? You. And you're the one got to make that decision. And your decision is going to be the reaction or the cause or what the next thing is going to happen in your life. Understand that, saints of God. And this is why I tell people, this is why we don't have to walk in fear once we done made a decision and made a calculated decision according to biblical, according to law. If the Bible tells me to love my enemies, amen, and love and different things like that, I'm going to love you, amen. If the Bible tells me if this is wrong, if that is wrong, that is wrong. And I see a lot of strife that against the word of God. Don't you sit here and tell me to pray for somebody that needs deliverance. Don't you sit here and tell me to pray for a group of people, regardless if they are the government, if they need to be saved, if they need to be delivered, if they need to be washed, if they need to be converted into the spiritual being. Because at the end of the day, everything that I'm saying out of my mouth, if they don't accept the Lord as their personal Savior, really get saved, baptized still, you got to understand, saints of God, I can care less what position in the world you are in. Just the same way I enter through the front door, regardless of what my title may be in the world, it's the same way. God don't have no perspectable people. He don't have no perspectable person. It's the same way that everyone has to walk through the front door. If my mom and them had to pray for me for I could stop my foolishness, for I could get saved, for the Lord, before I could answer the calling of the Lord, and as I was walking through the threshold, the baptism of the Holy Ghost had to flip me up inside out, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. I ain't talking about a sprinkle of water on my head, but with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Baby, that's the same prayer I'm praying for the, my God, unsaved folks that is in the government, in the White House. I'm not God, change their mind. How in the world you going to change Pharaoh's mind and Pharaoh don't believe in your God? Y'all better talk to me this morning. How in the world you going to ask God to my, oh God, I just hope they do what's right. How in the world the devil is going to do what's right, a demon going to do what's right when they invade in the house, when they invade in inside of you? Baby, you got to cast that demon out. You got to ask the Holy Ghost or them to receive. First of all, we can't ask the Holy Ghost to go and feel them. And this is something that people know. The Bible says if you accept him as your person, first of all, they have to accept him, not you trying to push your Holy Ghost fire on somebody. And this is where the saints mess up at. They try to push their Jesus on somebody. They try to push their Holy Ghost on somebody. What about you asking asking them in the spirit to receive the Lord as their personal Savior, to receive the Holy Ghost, amen? Other than you need to push them, you need to get them back, fill them up, Lord. First of all, God ain't going to go past their will. If they will is not to, my God, to be saved, trust me, they ain't going to be saved. You got to understand it. Each and every one of you on this phone line all over the world, you made a decision to walk to the altar or whatever you was at in your car, in your home, and that's the Lord for to come on in. You made a decision to accept him as your personal Savior. I know I made a decision. It wasn't the mothers or it wasn't the preachers at the altar beat me over side the head. I'm telling you, I made a decision when the Holy Ghost came and filled me up in my grandma's living room. And when the grandma's living room, when the Lord flipped me up, called me in to the ministry, I made an educated decision right then and there. God, I will serve you. It wasn't in a church building. It wasn't in a revival. It wasn't in a crusade. It was in my grandma's living room in the hood. Y'all about to hear me. Amen. It's your decision. Understand that, saints of God. Amen. You can choose life for your life. You can make a decision right now to keep walking. I tell you, anybody, when you don't did your part, as the world structure, obey the lands of the law. So many saints of God try to write their own rules while living here on earth. We try to write our own rules. Well, if the government system is set up and the law is set up where you vote for the person needs to be in, that's what God is honoring. God ain't you know what, Lord, you just seeing the right one. Give us the right one, Lord. And your buddy ain't even got out and operate in the first constitution that other saved leaders filled with the Holy Ghost went ahead as God led them, my God Almighty, as God led them to fight for a right, for you can have a voice in this world, for you can make a choice. Other words, they fought it for your spiritual choice. They fought it for your spiritual decision. They fought it for you to make a choice. But the folks are sitting down in their life, well, it's gonna be your will. Ain't no sense of me going to do. Well, I gotta tell something to you. When decisions begin to affect you, don't you say nothing. You might as well get out of your prayer closet, come off of your prayer knees, because you didn't even operate the first step for God can keep you covered. But the people that decided, say, you know what? It may not. You got to understand, when you don't did all you could do and it don't look like it working in your favor, you best believe, baby, it's going to work in your favor. It doesn't matter what's going going on around you, but you need to do all you could do. Can I tell somebody this morning, you got to get yourself up. I know that sickness is bothering you, but baby, when you do all you can do, you best believe everything going to work in your favor. You got to get yourself up. I know your money acting funny. Get yourself up. Change your clothes. Fix your hair. Go on somebody's job. Get on that MARTA bus. Hit that train. If you got to get on a corner and ask for some bus fare, do what you got to do, because when you did all you could do, it's going to work in your... Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. I mean, the word of God already just half came forth. It is going to work in your favor. Everything, for those who love God, the things that look like they're not going to work, they're going to work, but you got to put the work in it. You have to put the work in it, and then you have to realize that you are in Christ. So a lot of different, that's where that peace comes in. That peace comes in knowing that you are in Christ, knowing that you have accepted him as your Lord, your personal Lord and Savior, knowing that you're being obedient to the laws of the land, knowing that you are activated, that your faith is activated, and no matter what, that faith is going to continue to stretch, but not diminish, not leave. It's going to stretch. But then you also, and this is where I'm going to leave you, just remember when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then everything that he became your head, the headship. He became everything to you, your everything. You the things, the worries, the cares, everything, you have the ability to cast them at his feet. You have the ability, but ability, the word ability means that's an action word. That means that you still have to do things, as Apostle said. You can't sit and just say, okay, well, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. When you praying, that's an action. You're praying, that's an action. I know that prayer is what moves me from one place to the next, because the reason why I pray, because I know who is the head of my life. I know who the Lordship is of my life, but I'm not just sitting there moaning and groaning. I'm not just uttering. I'm putting things together. Just like Apostle say, your money may start acting funny, but that's when you go out there and you start doing things about your money acting funny. That's when you start putting the application come in. That's the problem. The application is always withheld. But when you become a child of Christ, you withhold nothing. You give everything. And what you need to understand is that the word of God says that those who come to him in the high place, Psalms 91, that he will shelter you from everything. He's decreeing and he's declaring that. But again, as Apostle Temple said, you have to put the works in. You have your faith. You have to allow your faith to be stretched and not throw in the towel. You have to sit and take the first step to change your circumstances, your situations. And the prophecy came through again a month ago and said that if things does not go the way that it was supposed to go during the time, do not come back to God and blame him. Do not come back and sit and say, well, God, you were supposed to do this, you were supposed to do that. No. He already said, do not come back and blame him. So I hope everybody remember what the word of God said. It wasn't what the word of man said. It's what the word of God said. Because people feel like change can't take place. People really don't understand that they are very important in God's eyesight. God gives us the ability to do things. As Apostle Temple said, free will, free choice. He gave us the pioneers. Went before us to make different things take place. Even in the natural, it took place. Dr. Martin Luther King and his posse. In the spiritual, Noah, Job, everybody, Moses, every different people went before us to make things a way. And the biggest person that made a sacrifice was Jesus. When Jesus came upon the situation and he realized that it was too heavy for him, he said, Father, take this cup away from me. But And God's will was done. The action was put in place. The action was put in place. We may have, we don't know right now what's going on and how it's going on. But all I sit and say to you is, through this situation, continue to praise God. Through this situation, make your rightful choices. Through this situation, obey whatever God is telling you. Obey what is before you. Obey. Be obedient. As Apostle Temple, the first words he said, get into your paper Bible. Get into the Bible. Meditate day and night. Read the scriptures that you know. If you feel that God is not going to take care of you, that he does not care, go in your Bible. Look up words that sit and tell you that God, scriptures that tell you that God cares. Not only you're doing something, an application is being put forth. So, again, the scripture says, do not be anxious. Do not worry about anything. Go to God. Take it to God in prayer. Taking is an action word. Pray about it. Do the things that you need to do to make a change in your life. Get into his secret place and know that because you're doing the right thing, he's going to do the right thing about you. Sow into different things so you can reap the harvest. Even though everything else around you may be in a place of chaos, you have the ability. I'm going to say it again, the ability. God gives you the ability to have peace that nobody else can understand. He gives you the ability where you can guard your heart, where nobody can come in and do anything to you that you don't want them to do. It's free will, free choice. So we're going to leave you with today, and the scripture says, pray about everything. Praying is an action word. Praying is an action word. Pray. Praise him. Praise him. Thank God in every situation that you're going, because the ending of 7 says, because you are in Christ. You are in Christ. Because you are in Christ makes a big difference. You're not in the world. Satan is not leading you in to do things that you don't want to do. He may try. It says no weapon formed. That does not mean that a weapon is not going. It's saying that a weapon is going to form, but it's not going to prosper, because you know who you are and you know who is the head of your life. Do not let the things of life tear you down because you do not know your identity. I decree and declare on today that each and every person that's under the sound of my voice right now will truly not just say it, but truly learn their identity in Christ, and not just learn your identity, apply what you learn and who you have found yourself to truly be and who is the head of your life and the things that he has done for you and the things that he will do for you. Learn them, the things of the old that he's done. He has so much in the future, in a world of chaos, that he can still do for you. You have to put yourself in a place of understanding and knowing and truly learning your identity in Christ and knowing the abilities, the benefits that comes with your new identity, and then knowing that your characteristics change. You turn into someone else. You turn into a person that's joyful in a time of trouble, because you realize that hurt, the pain, you still can laugh. You realize that you no longer holding unforgiveness in your heart. You can look at your enemies and turn your head and still sit and say a silent prayer, asking God to deliver them from their situation, from their mess, because you made a choice to be delivered first. It's about self. It is about self. So when I'm saying to you on today to pray about everything, I just pray and ask God to give you the identity of who you truly are and who he truly is and the abilities that he has given us. And the first one is free will, free choice. Make the right choices. Do not sit and allow yourself to go another day worrying about things that's totally out of your control, worrying about things that has already been prophesied. Put yourself in that secret place and know that you are holding on, that you are anchored. And even through the chaos, you are sailing in the sunset. Why? Because that is what God wants for you. This is where God wants you to be. What was said last week, it does not change. That's what God wants. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to have a good life. He wants you to reap the benefits on earth as they are in heaven. It does not matter what's going on around you as long as you're doing what you are supposed to do. So put yourself in a place right now on today, guarding your heart so you can have peace that nobody else can understand, knowing that you are living in Christ. We leave you on today to tell you, in this time, as always, to remain on guard, stay in faith, be courageous. Let your faith just be stretched. God, here I am. I hear you. I'm listening to you. I want to obey you no matter what. Father God, take the things that's not of you out of my eyes, out of my ears, out of my heart, out of my mind, because I have found my true identity, and I know that you are not a God of confusion. I want a place of peace in the midst of my storm. I'm ready, Father God, to sail on to new beginnings. It is a new day. Take this new day. Take the opportunity. Take the mess out of your ear gate. Take whatever that's in your eyesight that's keeping you unfocused. Move that out of the way. Remain focused on God and continue to do everything in love. We love you that on today that you a learning lesson came through, because one thing about and it's going off the subject, but one thing about God, and I'm not boosting my pastor up, but I'm saying this. When God speaks, 99.9%, I can only speak in my life. It is true. When you get a person that you know that person is speaking from God, you better sit and you take notes. You go back, you read over those notes, because for things such as this, things of today, when you turn on your news and you hear all the blah, blah, blah going on, you sit and say, okay, well, I've done what I was supposed to do. I heard the prophecy. I know, God, that it was you who was speaking to me. All the scriptures that came in the Bible, it says that they were inspired by men of God. My apostle is a man of God. If God said it and it came through him, I believe it. And this is what I'm saying to you all. If you do not have a church home and you're just on here day by day and you are receiving the words of God, you are drinking of the living water, you still need a foundation. You need a structured foundation. You need someone that's dealing in kingdom business, applying kingdom principles to their life, applying core values to their life, living by example, not just speaking the word of God, but living the word of God. You need somebody who has hope for tomorrow. You need somebody that their faith is no matter what day is being stretched to the left, it's being stretched to the right, to the north, to the south, but they still standing still. They still standing in the word of God no matter what, no matter how many daggers have been thrown, no matter how many times been dragged through the mud, still standing. Get up, wiping the mud off of their clothes. Give me a new set of clothes. I'm not finished with this right now. I got to go back in. I got to go back in because there's some more in there that I got to go in and save. It don't matter, because why? He's not living for himself. He's living for God. And this is why God has you on this line this morning. Excuse me if I sound a little hostile right now. I'm just a little bit excited. This is why God has you repeatedly on this line, because he's telling you, this is my faithful servant. This is who's leading. America. I'm using him. This is where God is right now. And God is using a praying man, a man that's fast, a man that's transparent, a man that's going to tell you the truth and not tell you a lie, even if it hurts your feelings. Because, see, we know that God is a God of correction. God is a God of obedience. God is a God that disciplines you. And this is where, Asia, you, wherever, we're doing everything virtually. You can call in. You can email. You can do whatever and sit and say, I've made a conscious decision, and this is where I want to be. I may have been lost all this time, but I hear God's voice, and I know his voice, and he is calling me, and I'm ready to accept. I'm ready to receive him. I sit and say it again. Just continue to hold on and know who you are. Know your identity. Apostle Temple Spencer, Lady Spencer, they know their identity in Christ, and they have no problem with letting us know that where I'm at is where you can be at. They are brothers and sister keepers, and they are the people that God has chosen in this time, in this moment, in this season to pull you along. It goes back again of making a conscious decision, making a decision that I am ready to live by Christ. I am ready to live in Christ. I am ready to make him the head of my life. Listen, we love you, and we want what's best for you. Some of us may have needed a rewind today. Some of us may have just heard what Apostle Simple said for the first time today, but it's been said over and over and over again. And sometimes God will take us back in a place and a time that we have to be reminded to hold on. Don't abandon your ship. Don't get into a place where others are. Don't get into a place of lack of. I brought you out of lack of. I brought you out of darkness. I placed you in a boat. I've given you the sunset. Now I just need you to stay where you're at. And you know where you're at because you chose to stay in your sheltered place with God. This is why on this morning you should have peace in the midst of whatever storm that is raging out there. You should have peace, and you should be able to go about your day doing the things that God has instructed you to already do, doing the things that you know that every single day you do to help you be in a better place with God. The answer is being in a place, letting Jesus be the head of your life. We do not know what tomorrow may bring. We do not know any of that. Do not. You can do it in your house today. You can sit and surrender all to today. You can accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, so you can, as you too, can be in that high sheltered place. We love you. We'll see you back on tomorrow at 7 a.m. Do not be a defeated foe today. Be victorious in everything that you do. Be a conqueror. Anything that you feel that's too hard for you, turn it over to God. Ask him to help you get through it. But you know that you have to stand in a place of obedience. The scripture says to love me is to obey my commandments. We have to be in a place of obedience at all times. Even if you fail, get up and ask God, repent, and ask God to forgive you and get right back up, Again, we love you. Peace out. We'll see you again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Have a blessed day.